Shut up and sit down.
Reddit Tales and Takings.
Today we will be reading stories about entitled people on Reddit.
We will be determining how entitled they are on a scale of 1 to 10. So let's get right into it.
Okay, here's our first story. The title is Entitled Ex-Landlord Demand I Leave Behind the Washer and Dryer I Paid For. And right off the bat, the landlord's seeming pretty entitled, I'm not gonna lie.
Wait, can you read the title one more time? So they paid for the washer and dryer, yes, and he wants them to pay for it?
No. Entitled ex-landlord demand I leave behind the washer and dryer paid for. So I assume she moved out the house.
All right. Yeah.
But now, we have learned the last few episodes that titles can be very misleading.
Yes.
So we have to read the story.
I would agree with you. But off the bat, I think the landlord is leaning towards entitled. Because if they paid for it, they own it.
Yeah. Okay. Originally, I posted this on Am I the Asshole, but someone said it might belong here. So, yeah, here it is. So,
okay.
She was asking for advice. So, there's some...
Similar to last episode.
Yeah, similar a little bit. Okay. So, for the past 2 years, I, 25M, lived in a small apartment building. The apartment didn't have laundry room for the building when I moved in, but did come with hooks for a washer and dryer in the apartment. So, I bought them myself because I work for a wildlife sanctuary and I get pretty dirty during my work. That's pretty cool. Wildlife sanctuary, that's a cool job to have. Okay, let's continue. Just the other day, I had to chase down and wrestle one of our wild boars, Bacon. We didn't name him that. He came with that name. Yeah, I was about to say.
What does he mean he came with that name? Where was he before?
I don't know. Who loved to escape his pen and thinks it's funny to play chase. Aw, silly Bacon.
I want a wild boar now.
Yeah, me too. And not really, that sounds miserable. I got me completely dirty. Not very good grammar on this guy, but still good story.
I thought you were just having a stroke over there.
No, it's pretty bad grammar. I was covered in grass and stain and mud. So I very much need them. Okay, so that's just context about
it. Yeah.
It's interesting context, though, I will say that.
He needs his washer and dryer.
Yeah, okay. I feel like everybody needs a washer and dryer.
Yeah.
But like, it's interesting.
Even if you, don't have a job where you get dirty, you still have to wash your clothes.
Exactly. I feel like it's kind of needed no matter
what. Maybe he just would rather do that because he has to wash them so often rather than using, a communal washer and
dryer. Yeah, I get that. That makes sense.
I think that's what I'm hearing.
Maybe the washer and dryer, a communal one, would be not good enough. But I'll continue. My boyfriend and I got engaged, and since my lease was up, I moved into his house with him. I finished moving everything out of my old apartment yesterday, and I thought nothing about taking my washer and dryer with me as I had bought them. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Logical. My boyfriend had some, but they were old and kept breaking down and were costing too much to have fixed. Makes sense. He bought them. It's newer. Makes sense. Well, I woke up this morning to multiple missed calls from my old landlord. I left my phone number and new address in case any mail was delivered to my old place. I called him back and he asked why the washer and dryer were gone. They explained that I took them with me. Okay. We're starting to see a little entitlement from this landlord. Multiple calls. Yeah. I'm going to start off saying he's a 6 already because that's pretty entitled.
I would agree with you. Well, okay. I mean...
Yeah, we have to finish the story. We have to finish. Okay. He started freaking out, saying that he had put the place had a washer and drying in the ad for the place. Apparently, I have raised the rent due to them. He started demanding I bring them back because the new clients he has set up to move had already signed the lease and are not interested in the place without them. Even threatened to call the police if I didn't take them back.
Yeah,
what'd the police do?
Yeah.
For take it's I he mean, bought it.
He owns them. And also, I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. The only thing that he owns is the house. He doesn't own the things that people buy and bring into them.
Yeah.
It's his fault that he didn't notice and had the people already sign the lease.
Here's what I was going to say. If it's really that big of a deal, he can just buy his own.
Exactly.
If it'll really increase the rent however much, then buy your own and you'll make it back in like 2 months. Exactly. What's the big deal?
Yeah. I told him to do it and see what happened and hung up to him at that point. That's pretty savage. I'm not going to lie.
Yep.
Personally, I don't think I'm in the wrong. I bought them and they weren't cheap, so I feel I have the right to take them. My boyfriend is on my side, but today the coworker said they think I am the asshole for not telling the landlord I was taking them. Why wouldn't he?
I don't think he's the asshole at all for not telling him.
He just forgot, but then...
But I get where the coworker's coming from. Kinda. Like, he probably should have told him.
Yeah.
I mean, the landlord should have thought that as an expectation that he would take them, and the client, or not client, the storyteller should have, like, let him know he was taking them, so it's kind of on both, but definitely not the asshole.
Yeah, definitely not. In my opinion, that should have been obvious. I paid for them, why would I leave them? Well, my landlord went through with calling the police, because the next day they showed up today. Honestly, nothing really noteworthy happened. I explained to them that what was going on to show them the receipt for the washer and dryer as well as the text from the landlord I had when I told him I was buying them. The cops took my statement and left. My boyfriend's father is a lawyer, and he's going to be contacting my landlord and sorting everything out. He advised me not to respond to said landlord anymore for the time being. Okay. Obviously, I think the landlord...
Is that the end of the story?
Yes, end of the story. I think the landlord is pretty entitled for thinking that he would just leave the washer and dryer and he could use that as a way to, like, drive up rent. I mean, the storyteller probably should have told the landlord he was taking him, but he probably just forgot. It wasn't probably intentional at all. And therefore...
I mean, I think the landlord's a little entitled. Probably, like, 6.5 out of 10 entitlement.
Yeah.
But... Not, I felt, at the start of the story, I thought this would go a little more, like, crazy landlord, but he's not too bad.
I mean, calling the police is a little excessive, though. Yeah. That's why I'm more a 7 or 8, because the police have better stuff to do than to deal with, like, this little petty stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but also, like, I don't know if it's entitlement or just, like, he's an idiot. Like,
yeah,
why,
I feel like, yeah, okay, what, I kind of see that.
First off, what, I mean, I guess if... they were his washer and dryer, the police would take them back. That makes sense. But if they're not his, I don't know, like, what he's thinking. Yeah. I don't know if he actually believed that he would get them back out of this.
I feel like the landlord kind of just has to, like, take the L on this one for not realizing there wasn't a washer and dryer there, and he has to come clean with the new people that signed the lease.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, there's no... Or he should just buy a new washer and dryer. That
I
seems
think
like
he just needs to buy one.
Nah, I know. Like, get your money up, not your funny up. Just get a new washer and dryer. That's what I think.
You think get your money up, not your funny up?
Exactly. I feel like we're pretty much on the same page here. He's entitled for sure, but not like 10. He's not a 10.
Nothing crazy.
Probably like a 7 or 8, but he's also just
a little bit entitled, but nothing.
And also just stupid.
Yeah.
For expecting him to leave something that he bought there and then getting mad when he doesn't and then having new people sign the lease.
I think that the storyteller could have done a little better, too, and at least, like, I get that it was expected, but at least let him know.
Yeah. I agree. But, you know, still. I still think it's cool that Bacon, he got to work with Bacon. I think that's pretty cool.
That's all you took away?
That was one of my main takeaways.
I still don't know where the name Bacon originated.
Because he's a pig.
I know, but no, he's a boar.
Okay, but that's like a pig.
But still, sure. But like, where was it before where they named it Bacon?
Probably is a that different it's like wilderness I, name? I thought about it while I was reading it, and it was probably like from another wildlife sanctuary, if I were to guess, or like a zoo. They named him Bacon there, and then he got transferred. Okay.
I don't know, maybe.
Enough on this story. Let's continue.
All right, for the next story, we have our neighbors have been having pool parties at our pool while we are not home for years.
Wow. So they're like breaking and entering, kinda, and just using the pool?
I don't know about breaking and entering. We'll have to figure out.
Why? Okay, yeah. Okay, but, fair enough. But also, like, why are they not at their house for years? Like, what are they doing? It's not a normal vacation.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't mean every single day for years. That could mean like.
Oh.
That could mean
you're right.
Like,
you're right. They've been doing this for. They've been throwing pool parties at. Okay. Yeah. The title can be misleading if that's the one thing we've learned. So let's get into it.
Let's get into it. A few years ago, my husband and I purchased a house with a pool. Mm-hmm. Now we are acquainted with most of our neighbors, but definitely not close friends with any of them.
Oh.
They all seem nice, but we just don't have much in common other where we live.
Can you read?
I'm not.
Reed can't read. How ironic.
Very funny.
Continue.
Bad writing. Next door to the right is a family of six. Twin daughters attending the local university, high school age son, and a young elementary school age daughter, maybe first or second grade, and the parents. Now normally we open the pool in early May and keep it open until the end of October.
Okay.
But this year our weather was off and we had a very cool and very wet month of May, and then June went straight to 100 plus temperatures. I am currently on a medication that makes it difficult for me to tolerate being in the sun and heat for an extended time.
Okay.
Plus we have been helping two extended family members who are having health issues.
That's not good. So they're going through a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So because of this, we haven't had our pool open yet this year.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, there aren't going to...
This is just the context. We're just getting into it.
Yeah, exactly. The context. It makes sense so far.
Yeah. Normally, we go to the family lake house for a week during each of the three major holidays, but we didn't go for Memorial Day because there was flooding around the lake this year. And because a family member was just discharged from the hospital yesterday, and July 4th being a Thursday this year, we decided to stay home this week and be available to help this family member.
Okay. They're a good family. They're helping out their family.
Yeah. I have a feeling that this family that's been going for years is going to think they're gone on Memorial Day.
Yeah, I'm seeing the writing on the
wall.
And
then they're going to pull up, but they're just going to be there.
Yeah, I see that happening. And then they're going to be super entitled. I'm just predicting. I don't know this.
Yeah, they're going to be like...
hella entitled.
Yeah, this is our pool too.
Yeah, okay. Continue.
All right.
I'm interested.
Now, several times in June, the little girl next door has seen either my husband or myself outside, and she has asked when we are opening the pool. We first told her maybe later, but the last time, yesterday, she asked, and I said we are probably just not going to open it this year, and she started crying.
Aww. Okay. All right. Yeah, she's a little kid.
She's
though.
A little kid, but
she's like entitled, but it's like okay.
She probably got some entitlement from her mom.
Probably, but I mean, she's also a kid. I feel like lots of kids cry for dumb reasons.
But also, if she's like, the storytelling family has never, like, let her in the pool, and then she starts crying when they haven't opened the pool, they should take that as a hint that...
Well, I think they probably have let her. Like, my neighbors had a pool, and they always let us go and swim in it. Like, they seem like nice people. I feel like they would let a little girl swim in it, but, like...
Yeah,
they shouldn't have to go out their way for this little girl, because they're going through a lot, clearly, like, with all the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully they give that context later.
Hopefully.
All right. Oh, this is perfect. Now, we have never had any of the neighbors over to use our pool, so I didn't understand why she was crying over us not opening our pool.
Oh, that's a little... Okay, yeah, that's definitely suspicious.
Yeah, I had a heat prediction there.
Yeah, that was a good prediction, I'm not gonna lie.
All right.
Continue.
Well, I spoke with the neighbor on the left later, and apparently our neighbors on the right have been having a small family party at our pool every 4th of July when we are gone. They have always cleaned up really well afterwards, and because we have scheduled pool maintenance and weekly yard service, occasionally things are moved around in our yard, and we never thought much about it. The neighbor on the left thought we had given the other neighbors permission to use our pool. We did give them permission to retrieve any balls or toys that ended up in our yard, but never permission to use our pool, especially when we are not home.
Okay, yeah, definitely entitled, very entitled right there, because
yeah.
They never gave you permission. They gave you permission to go get a ball. Like, that is definitely...
Yeah, also, if you have, like, a nice neighbor and you're like, hey, can we go over to your pool? We'll, like, clean everything up. They'll probably say yes.
Even if they say no, you just have to respect that because it's not your pool. That is kind of like breaking and entering, like, a little bit. Yeah. Not breaking in, but, like, you're on their property without telling them.
Yeah. We don't know if they're, like, hopping a fence or anything. They haven't said anything about that
yet.
They
probably just leave it
alone. I'm surprised they don't have any, like, cameras back there, though.
They probably need it because their neighbors are clearly invading.
All right. The neighbor on the left, I said that. We have a special latch on the gate, and my husband did show the neighbor how to open the gate to retrieve his kids' toys. Okay. So now my husband, who loves gadgets, is going to have several more cameras installed around the exterior of our house, covering the gate and pool area, and have the gate latch mode where we can grant remote access for the pool service and yardmen.
That's hilarious. We just were talking about how they need to put more cameras back there.
Yeah.
That's fair. Our predictions are going pretty good today.
Luckily, we have a friend who does cameras and home automation systems. I'm annoyed our neighbors have been using our pool without permission, but my husband is happy I'm letting him get more gadgets around the house.
Oh. Now he's amazing gadgets. That's what makes him happy. Makes sense.
All right, I'm almost done.
Continue.
Now, do we confront the neighbors and let them know we wait and let them know we know they have been using our pool, or just wait and see if they say anything about our new security cameras?
They need to confront them, I think, they don't have to. Like, they're not, the neighbors aren't entitled to anything, because I'm going to put them at, like, an 8, because I would want to see their reaction. Is there an update?
The after entitlement isn't anything. Like, after they got caught, we haven't heard anything crazy.
Okay. Yeah, I was just...
But...
I mean, I would say they're, like, an 8 because they were, like, they felt entitled to the pool that they could just use it.
I agree with you.
But I feel like if... I would like to see the reaction, because if they actually, like, press the people who own the pool, then that's a 10 because they're, like...
Yeah, if they're, like, why did you guys put cameras up?
Exactly.
That's kind of wild.
Because... Obviously, like, it's very obvious why they put cameras up.
The daughter sold the bag. They could have been doing that for like multiple more years, but she started crying.
Yeah, but I mean, probably not, because imagine how awkward it would be when, like, the whole neighborhood comes to the pool and they're just there, because they weren't going to go to the lake, so they'd probably just be at home.
Yeah.
They'd probably get caught in the act. That'd be quite funny, but, you know. Yeah, I kind of wish that happened. You're right. The daughter did sell the bag, because we don't get an update on how, like, they caught him in the act. It'd be hilarious.
If they would have opened the pool and then all of them roll up while they're home,
that'd be fun.
That would have been a thrilling story.
Have you ever watched the Home Alone movie?
Yes, I have watched the Home Alone movie.
What if they did that, like, where they set all the booby traps? That'd be pretty funny. Maybe a little inhumane, because there's, like, a little girl, but, like, still hilarious.
I don't know if that's legal. Setting booby traps is actually highly illegal.
I will say.
Okay. He's sticking his finger up at me, so.
Yeah, the finger is up. The family to the left, the neighbors to the left, I think they're, like, a 1 on entitlement, because they thought there was permission given. The only entitlement is to the right. Actually, maybe the girl's, like, a 3 because she cried or whatever. But still.
How did the story mention that
the family
the people
to the
on the left were entitled? They're being nice. They just thought, it's not a crazy thing to let your neighbor use your pool when you're gone. Like, that's...
I know. Well, no, what I'm saying is the family to the left would go to this, like, 4th of July party that the neighbors to the right hosted, because they...
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
They said all the neighbors... I thought it was just their family has the party.
No. You clearly...
Maybe you're right.
Be mistaken. It was the family to the right that was throwing the parties, and the family to the left would come to this party on 4th of July.
They would?
Okay. And the little girl was sad because they weren't opening the pool, so she thought there'd be no 4th
of July. I mean, I'm still not. I don't think the people on the left are entitled for that.
But the people on the right definitely are, because they're throwing. That makes it kind of worse than
thought.
Yeah,
throwing a party at... So I thought they were just having a family get-together.
No,
they're
throwing a party for all the neighbors at their neighbor's house without their permission.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
I know. Crazy wild.
All right, final thoughts. I'm giving them an 8.5 on the entitlement scale.
Family to the right, 8.5. I can agree with that. I'm just going to say 8.51, just so I'm, like, a little bit higher than you. But, like, yeah, 8. I'm in the same ballpark as you.
Okay.
Girl to the left, I'd say 3, because crying's a little much, but she's also an elementary school kid, so I'm not going to be too
harsh. I thought you were calling me girl.
No.
I thought you were going to say, like, girl.
No, I was not calling you girl.
I was highly disappointed.
Do you want me to start calling you girl on the podcast?
No, thanks.
Okay. Well, you said you were highly disappointed.
All right.
We're dragging on here.
Yeah. We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Next episode coming next Friday.